We are stuck in a very strange place and time, and conspiracy theories are rampant nowadays to the point where it is difficult to draw the line between fact and fiction. I'm your host, Ethan Bridges, and welcome to Conspiracy Me. I have been out of the United States only once, and I didn't even leave the Americas. I took a cruise to Haiti, Jamaica, Grand Cayman, and Mexico. Not once did I ever think of taking a plane. I'm not opposed to the idea of flying. In fact, it is supposedly the safest way to travel. Let's lay down a content warning. Fasten your seatbelts and check to make sure your oxygen mask is in its compartment, because we never know when this plane is going down. Something happened on March 8, 2014. 227 passengers and 12 crew members left Kuala Lumpur International, heading toward Beijing Capital International. The Boeing 777-200ER never made it to China. In fact, the airplane with 239 people on board just completely disappeared in the South China Sea. So what happened to Malaysian Flight 370? I vaguely remember what happened to Flight 370. I remember the news covering it, how the plane lost signal with air traffic control, and the only thing they found were fragments of some sort of aircraft. No plane, no bodies, no wreckage. Just the final moments of the plane before it disappeared. They lost communication about 38 minutes after takeoff. Using a tracking device, they were able to find it an hour later, completely deviated from its actual trajectory. It was presumed that all 239 people were pronounced dead after a freak accident that caused the airplane to crash. But there was no airplane in sight. Malaysian and Chinese search parties began looking for this vanishing aircraft. With their radars, they were able to indicate that the crash happened somewhere in the southern Indian Ocean. The families of the missing passengers were angered because the Malaysian government was not giving out any information to the whereabouts of their loved ones. This was the deadliest Boeing 777 and Malaysia Airlines' incident to date, until Flight 17 was shot down while flying over eastern Ukraine on July 17, 2014, 4 months and 9 days later. Several pieces of debris could be found in the ocean, but no one could confirm that it was from this Boeing 777. 3 years it took to search 120,000 square kilometers, roughly 46,000 square miles for those of us who do not know anything about the metric system, and they failed to find the missing aircraft. All hopes of finding MH370 were tossed aside in January of 2017. A year later, Ocean Infinity picked up the search once more, only to come up empty-handed 6 months later. So where did this airplane go? To my knowledge, the ocean is more than just a vast body of water. There is a movement that can send anything from one continent to another by ways of the current system. Is it possible that the airplane did the same and could possibly be on an undiscovered shore that has been unadulterated by humans? Many people theorize what happened on March 8, 2014. The notion of hypoxia, or the sudden change of pressure, caused the pilot and passengers to lose flight. Or was the airplane hijacked? So many theories were purported to the media, but the family of the lost loved ones never received an answer. Their efforts to find out what happened to MH370 has always ended in failure. How could something as big as a house just disappear? We will find out after a brief intermission. On March 8, 2014, Boeing 777-200ER last made contact with Malaysian air traffic control around 1:19 MYT while flying over the South China Sea. This was less than an hour from takeoff. 3 minutes later, the aircraft would be lost from the ATC's radar screens, but they were still able to track the plane from the military radar. Exactly an hour later, at 2:22, military radar claimed that the Boeing left course while flying over the Andaman Sea. So many nations came together to help find the 239 passengers aboard this craft. The last signal detected was on a secondary radar in the Gulf of Thailand, and it extended to the Strait of Malacca. According to MRSAT's communications log, the flight continued until 8:19 that evening and flew over the southern part of the Indian Ocean. No precise location was ever found. The Malaysian government made the final location ending in the Indian Ocean. While no large pieces of the aircraft were found, many people began to theorize what exactly happened to Flight 370. The victims' relatives questioned their government, and many, being Chinese, protested against the Malaysian embassy in Beijing, hoping the Malaysian government would reveal what information they held about Flight 370. This did not pan out as they had hoped because the Malaysian government claimed that they had no information regarding the whereabouts of the missing aircraft. In England, a psychology lecturer wrote many conspiracy theories immediately after the tragic disappearance happened. Andrew Leonard said that theorists swore by the revelation that new satellite data 2 weeks after the disappearance was hidden from the public. Moreover, there was never a distress signal, and many claimed that the aircraft was not in the area they had been searching since April of 2014. But why hide this from the people? These ideas of conspiracy arise when there is a lack of information, when the government is being shady, to say the least. Many people claim that the Boeing 777 did not have the structural integrity to survive a crash, that the force of the plane hitting the water would be equal to hitting a concrete wall. Instead of plane fragments, other pieces of the plane would have washed up to shore like seat cushions and would have easily been spotted by the search teams. As pieces began to be found, this shut up a few of the theorists. There was always the theory that the plane was being hijacked, similar to the 9/11 terrorist attack on the U.S. There have been no confirmations as to this theory. Some believe that it was an electronic hijack, such as an uninterruptible autopilot. Some claim that it was North Korea's doing, a message being sent to the Prime Minister of Malaysia. Some have even claimed that aliens abducted the aircraft. Some theorists claim that it was a doing by the United States. And then there is the tragic conspiracy theory that it was a crew suicide and hijacking. Some claim that the cabin caught fire, and some believe, like the one that happened 4 months later, that the MH370 was shot down during a U.S. and Thai jet training exercise. Of course, any of these theories could potentially be true. It is the one about a small black hole opened up in our universe and sucked the plane in that has me scratching my head. 9% of respondents claimed that it could have been an abduction, time travelers, or other dimensional beings that made the aircraft disappear. 4 years after the disappearance of the MH370, one individual received strange voicemails and texts that had coordinates of a location in Indonesia. The voicemails were in Morse code, and it all alluded to alien interference. So next time you get on an airplane and fly too close to the atmosphere, remember to be vigilant. You never know when the aliens might strike and take you away forever. Thank you for listening to Conspiracy Me. Until next time, I'm your host, Ethan Bridges. Be careful and don't say I didn't warn you. This has been an Ebb and Flow production. To contact me, please email me at conspiracymepod@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at conspiracymepod and give Conspiracy Me a review on Apple Podcast or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. For listener support, please visit anchor.fm/conspiracy me/support.